الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبركاته ومجزاه وجعل الجنة مثواه کے عرفان اشعار کی خدمت ہے جس کا مضمون ہے مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا طوفان میں تو آدمی مر جاتا ہے ختم ہو جاتا ہے اگلا ہو جاتا ہے لیکن یہاں طوفان میں ساحل ملا یعنی وہ نئی زندگی مل گیا بالکل الٹا عکس اپوزٹ ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا میری کشتی کا میرا بننا خدا میری کشتی میرا بننا خدا خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی کیسے عشرت ایسے دعا لمحہ ہوا جس پر فدا ایسے دعا لمحہ ہوا جس پر فدا میری حسرت کی بہاروں کو نہ پوچھ
حسرت میں بہار نہیں ہوتی
میری حسرت کی بہاروں کو نہ پوچھ اہل عشرت بن گئے میرے گدا
ایک بات یاد آ گئی آج صبح میں وہاں مختلف ہم سے سب کے پاس تھا تو بات چلتے چلتے انہوں نے سنوایا کہ ایک مطلب حسرت والا نے سنوایا کہ میرے اشعار کو سمجھنے کے لیے میرا ساتھ تم نہیں سمجھ پاؤ گے جب تک تم میرے مقام پر نہ پہنچو
میری حسرت کی بہاروں کو نہ پوچھ اہل عشرت بن گئے میرے گدا سب کی عشرت دل سے باہر ہو گئی سب کی عشرت دل سے باہر ہو گئی میری حسرت میرے دل میں ہے صدا میری حسرت میرے دل میں ہے صدا بے وفا عشرت ہے یا حسرت ہے میر بے وفا عشرت ہے یا حسرت ہے میر سوچ کر خود فیصلہ کر لو ذرا سوچ کر خود فیصلہ کر لو ذرا ان کی رحمت ان کی رحمت میر پر سایہ فگن گو پر ظاہر میر ہے غم پڑا میر ہے غم میں پڑا خواجگی کی ہماری بندگی خواجگی
تقدیر کی ہماری بندگی جس طرح ہم پا لے تو ان پر رب فدا جس طرح پا لے تو ان پر رب فدا خنجر تسلیم سے دوستو ہمارے پاس جو خنجر ہوتے ہیں وہ تو مارنے کے لیے ہوتے ہیں جان دینے کے لیے اور ہمارے سر پاس خنجر کیسا تھا خنجر تسلیم سمجھائیں گے آپ کو خنجر تسلیم سے ہو رہی ہے غیب سے صد جاتا خنجر تسلیم سے دوستو ہو رہی ہے غیب سے صد جاتا دنیا کے خنجر مار دیتے ہیں اور تسلیم کا خنجر وہ ہے جو جان ادا کرتا ہے اور ایک جان نہیں سد جان سد جان ادا کرتا ہے اہل ظاہر کو خبر اس کی نہیں اہل ظاہر کو خبر اس کی نہیں جان حسرت کو ہے جو عشرت عطا جان حسرت کو ہے جو عشرت عطا عشرتیں تو دشمنوں کو بھی ملی عشرتیں تو دشمنوں کو بھی ملی عاشقوں کو اپنا رنگ بخشا سدا عاشقوں کو اپنا رنگ بخشا سدا ساری دنیا کے مزے پانی ملے ساری دنیا کے مزے پانی ملے غیر پانی مجھ کو تیرا غم ملا غیر پانی مجھ کو تیرا غم ملا قبر کی جا نب ہے جن کی منزلیں قبر کی جا نب ہے جن کی منزلیں مستند ان کو نہ تو اپنا بنا مستند ان کون تو اپنا بنا سنیے دشمنوں کو ایش آب و گل دیا دنیا کے مزوں کو حضرت بارہ مزہ نہیں کہہ رہے ہیں کیا کہہ رہے ہیں ایش آب و گل دشمنوں کو عیش آب و گل دیا اس کے مقابل دوستوں کو اپنا درد دل دیا دوستوں کو اپنا درد دل دیا ان کو ساحل پر بھی تو یعنی ملی ان کو دشمنوں کو ان کو ساحل پر بھی تو یعنی ملی मुझको तूफानों में भी साहिल दिया, मुझको तूफानों में भी साहिल दिया, उनकी जानिब रखूं तरफ उठा ले चला, उनकी जानिब रखूं तरफ उठा ले चला, मेरी कश्ती का मेरा हम ना खुदा।
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. This poem of our regret, Maulana Yaqub Sahib says, is not that is not one page, the Fatiha. It's all big officer's book. With so much is in here, all encyclopedias are so in here. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand and tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. Mujhko tufano mein bhi sahil diya. And Hazrat says, that Allah has given me, and this is for all Allah wala, that in tufan, in turbulences, in difficulties, hardships of life, and in all whatever difficulties, whether it is temptations of guna, whether it is some monetary problem, health problem, some domestic problem, whatever it can may be, that Allah gives them sahil, gives them the shore. When you're in turbulence, you know how it is. But in that Allah gives you, because you got your support is Allah. And if you got Allah as your support, what turbulence is there? There is no problem, no difficulty. So if you got Allah, and that is an Allah wala, who got Allah. Not just who looks like an Allah wala, but a person who in his heart has got Allah, that is an Allah wala. And for such a person, no matter where he is, what difficulties, he's got Allah's support. Just like we explained last night, that if you have the lion's support, even the fox, which is such a coward animal, it also acts like a big boss, because I've got the lion's support. So just like that. So yeah, if you got the support of Allah Ta'ala, many countries want the support of superpowers. And when they have that unconditional support, they act like they're the superpower, because they got that support from there. So if you got Allah's support, so this is what we require. Unki janib rafta rafta le chala. And I was taken gradually towards Allah Ta'ala. What took me towards Allah Ta'ala? Meri kashti ka mere ghame na khuda. This boat of mine took me gradually towards Allah Ta'ala. And who was the pilot of this boat? Who was taking me? Mera gham. My sorrow. And what is the sorrow? That Allah put desire in us. And now you don't fulfill your desire. That is your pilot that's taking you to Allah. Many of us feel when all these turbulences come, temptations come, that I'm destroyed. No, you make sabr, don't act on that. Don't do anything wrong in the turbulences also. You just fulfill Allah's command, and that very same thing which you see as your destruction, that is going to take you to more closer to Allah Ta'ala. And gradually, all the time, you will be moving towards Allah Ta'ala. Khoon-e hasrat peeke wo ishrat meele. And I drank the liquor, the wine of my sorrows. I had desires to do this. I came in difficulties. I didn't do anything haram also. I didn't go and take haram money to come out of my problems. I made sabr. I was drinking this wine of sorrow all the time. And my heart just inclined to a certain woman. And I wanted to do haram things, but I didn't. That it is haram, that desire Allah put it, but I controlled myself. I drank this wine of sorrow all the time. What did I get in return? Oh, ishrat mili. I got that ishrat, that great enjoyment and that great pleasure. Aishadu alam huwa jispar fida. Such enjoyment I got, that the enjoyment of the two worlds, they sacrifice themselves on that enjoyment. And this comes to all. Everyone can become a wali of Allah. Because temptations are there for all of us. Difficulties, hard times come. How to pass through that hard time? Just keep Allah's commandments in mind. Don't do anything which is wrong. For example, your son got a problem. He's now not well. Don't go to some gomas. Don't go to some other people. A lot of people will tell you.
that you just come to us, we will sort you out. But your iman tells you only Allah can sort out. Who else can sort out? So you go through these difficulties keeping Allah in mind. Allah has sent that difficulty also for a reason. He's testing you. He was going to take you to a higher stage. So you just at that time observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. A person goes and pick up his son, his daughter from madrasa, his eyes falls on a woman. And now his inclination is there. Now control yourself. That inclination can come and these temptations can come from anywhere and any time. But you control yourself and drink that wine of sorrow that you, to do what you wanted to do, it was enjoyable. But you rather chose to drink not that wine of haram, but the wine of sorrow of your sorrows. On that Allah will give you that ishrat, which the age of the two worlds envy that also. That what this person has got. And this comes, Allah brings this occasion to every person. So at that time, just see that we are doing the right thing. Meri hasrat ki baharo ko na pooch. Don't ask me. The bahar is the season of spring. When the wind also, the fragrance, it's so enjoyable. The trees are budding. The flowers are blossoming. Everything is so wonderful. The cool breeze is blowing. So that, and which bahar? Of my hasrat, of my sorrow, the sorrow of my spring, a big irony, that sorrow and spring don't go together. But yes, this is what a person will get when these temptations and desires of dunya will come. You don't fulfill them, then that sorrow of yours will become like spring, like the season of spring. Meri hasrat ki baharo ko na pooch. Ishrat ban gaye mere gada. The people of Ishrat, the people of great enjoyment, once I went by Hazrat, it was after Maghrib, and one person was pressing Hazrat's legs. So then Hazrat asked this person, who is he? I asked him, and what are you earning? According to our standard, he was earning 150,000 rand a month. So let's see, he's pressing my legs. So when you will do this, the kings will fall at your feet. When you have this temptation of guna, desire, sometimes a difficult condition, like I told, there's a patient. Now you think, let me, people will say, go to this army, go to that, go and do this haram thing, or funny things, but you just keep Shariat in mind. And on that what you do, then Allah Ta'ala will make it, that sorrow you will have to drink that wine of sorrow. But it will be such that the kings of the world will come and fall at your feet after that. And this is proven by the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and by the awliya, whoever is, how genuine, Allah Ta'ala shows it to that person. Sabke ishrat dil se bahar ho gayi. Everyone's enjoyment is outside of his heart. Beautiful mansion, beautiful gardens, beautiful lifestyle, all the enjoyment is on the outside. Meri hasrat mere dil mein hai sada. My enjoyment is in my heart permanently. We all know what is outside. Like, for example, what is a hasrat, a buzur, Allah wala, not what the world praises you and makes you, that is outside. What you yourself are inside, that is what is what counts. If you go shopping and you tell your children, small children, and you tell them this shop also belongs to me. Oh, my father is a rich man. This factory belongs to me. All that is outside. What is yours, that is yours. So just like that, what you are, that is what you are. So this is that, and this desire and temptation of guna, of conditions, ups and downs of life come to everyone. How you pass through that phase. And understand, convince yourself, it's just a phase I'm going through. How many people, our brother Shafir Kadwa, mashallah, Allah has given him full health again. He was so ill that he has no muscles left in his body. He was just lying, but now mashallah, when I saw him, he's driving, he came back. So it's a phase you go through. Many of people, what, it looks serious illnesses, it's a phase. So you don't get excited and do haram in them. Keep Allah's command. And even temptations, your heart went to a woman, it's a phase. It's going to go over. And then you will realize, oh, that time, how I was like madly in love with this woman. It was just a phase. It's just a phase. But that phase passes through consciousness. And then Allah Ta'ala will make you such and have conviction that I must fulfill Allah's command in this place. And I'm going to come through it. Every dark cloud has got a silver lining. It's just a little bit of problem. I'm going to come out of this. But let me do what is to be done. And then see what Allah Ta'ala will give me. Be wafa ishrat hai, ya hasrat hai meer. Hazrat poses a question here. Be wafa ishrat hai. Have you got that enjoyment of disloyalty? That, for example, you got tempted by a woman. One woman, she got tempted by man for whatever reason. Started to writing to man, WhatsApp and all these things, all that. So you are disloyal to your partner. Or you are disloyal to Allah. Some disease came, some health problem came, financial problem. Did you go and steal money? Did you go and do the wrong thing at that time? So that be wafa ishrat hai. That enjoyment is there, but it was of disloyalty, disobedience. Ya hasrat hai meer. Or whether you're going to choose hasrat, sorrow. I won't do haram. I won't do the wrong thing. I won't go to a female for treatment. I won't go to a fortune teller. I won't go to any sangoma. I won't do anything wrong. I'd rather for sorrow. Must I take the enjoyment that appears, or must I do the sorrow, drink the wine of sorrow, and not fulfill my desires? Soch kar khud faisla kar lo zara. Think little bit for yourself. You work out, calculate, do your calculations, and see what should I do. This for this little while, must I just please my nafs and do what I want to do, or must I see Allah's command and fulfill Allah's command? Unki rahmat meer par saaya pagan. Unki rahmat meer par saaya pagan. Hazrat says that person, referring perhaps to meer sahab, or any person, that person who he drank the blood of sorrow, the wine of sorrow he drank, and he seems now to be in difficulty, things are not working out, that problem is persisting, it's carrying on. But unke rahmat meer par saaya pagan. Allah's rahmat is now fully on that person there, who is in there. Go bazaahir meer hai gham mein para. Outwardly it looks like he's in problem, the patient is still sick. And that temptation of guna, many people say, how long must we make sabr? How long must I carry on tolerate my husband? How long must I tolerate my wife? For how long must I make sabr? But Allah's rahmat is on you at that time. You are doing what Allah wanted you to do. You didn't just want to come out of the problem, just cop stops you, you pay him a bribe. You came out of the problem very quickly, but you went through the difficulties. They locked you up also. Allah's rahmat is on you. And you just pay the bribe, then Allah's ghadab is on you. So you decide for yourself what you want to do. You can come out of that problem very quickly, just lie, and you come out of your problem. But then Allah's anger is upon you. And if you at that time, you go through all the difficulties, they even lock you up, all your programs are upset also, but Allah's rahmat is upon you. So this Hazrat explains. And really, we cannot understand where Hazrat has reached. We haven't got the ABC of where Hazrat was. Khaj ki unki, hamari bandagi. Allah is the khaja, the king. And we are his bandas. And this also, whenever the thought comes, shaitan brings to you. See how all the people are respecting you, how they're making muhabbat. Immediate say, teri uluhiyat, your khajgi. Meri bandagi. I'm just a slave. Teri paaki. Meri gandagi. You are paak mein Allah. I am so. Tera ilm. Meri jahalat. Ilm you got. And what is Allah's knowledge of Allah? That one explanation which one ulama gave of that beautiful hadith. That tunkahul mar'atu li arba'in. A woman is married for normally one of four reasons. One is limaliha, because of her wealth. And so he said there that people who marry for wealth are Jews, Yehudis. Their money is their God. Where money is, that is where they are. Money is their God. So if you choose that, then you are going on Yehudiyat line. Your mizaj, your children, your life will go in that line. And li jamaliha. Otherwise for her beauty, that is Christians people. They look for beauty. And they match the couple also according to beauty, everything. So now you are going on Christian life. Oh, they hasabiha. or for her pedigree, her position, family. We must just marry in the family, don't marry out of the family, etc. That is Majus, Hindus' line. So you are going on that line. Auladiniha, that is Muhammadi's line. The line of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now you will be going towards deen if you marry in this. So just imagine, now that same hadith, another alim will make bayan, what points he will take out. Another alim, all this is Allah's ulum. Allah gave everyone one speck. This one, this. And in that bayan, 100 people, 500 people are sitting. Somebody will like this point. Somebody will like that point. What is Allah's the Tawheed and the Qudrat of Allah. And what ulum Allah gave in Quran Sharif, all the ulum. What ulum Allah gave to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Then Allah gave the ulum to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When you see his ulum, the ulum of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. And how many times we make mistakes, the ulama, that the words of Hazrat Umar, we say it is the hadith. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu. Whereas Qawli Sahabi, Qawli Umar radiallahu anhu, many others like that. What ulum that we get confused and we think is hadith. So what ulum Allah gave? What ulum Allah gave to Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullahi? What ulum Allah gave to Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi? To Imam Qasim Nanotvi rahmatullahi? And all this is the ulum of Allah. And Allah has given everyone little. What is the ulum of Allah Ta'ala? Allahu Akbar, we cannot imagine. And how Allah Ta'ala, and a person who inclines little to Allah, Allah gives that person accordingly. Jis tarah taale to un par rah fida, khaj ki unki, hamari bindagi, jis tarah taale to un par rah fida, how Allah Ta'ala guides you, that path he has taken, and he gives everyone a different path. Somebody's buzurgi is in tahajjud. Somebody's buzurgi is in humility. Somebody's buzurgi is in helping the poor and needy. Somebody's buzurgi is making tabligh of deen. Somebody in teaching Bukhari Sharif. Everyone's different. Fida from all the paths which Allah has shown. And not one path, billions of paths. As many as Allah's creation, so many paths. As many as Allah's creation and their breaths they take, so many paths to reach Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Jis taraf paale, don par rah fida. How he takes you? Peace. Khanjar e tasleem se e dosto. This khanjar, dagger. And with a dagger, you kill, you fight. But this is khanjar e tasleem. You just put your dagger down. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala, the enemy surrounded him. He told them, Masjid e Nabawi stawsi I made. Today I'm not allowed to make namaz in the masjid. Mere Roma. When there was no sweet water for the Muslims of Medina Sharif, I paid for it the full amount. Today I'm not allowed one drop to drink of it. I was standing with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr, Umar, or some. I was there, Hazrat Ali, and the mountain shake. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, stop shaking. You know who is standing on you? A Nabi is standing on you. Siddiq is standing on you. Farooq and two shaheeds are standing on you. Do you know who I am? But after all of this, and he could fight, and he told the people who were defending him, leave them, let them do what they want. So Khanjar at the sleep. He had the power. But today, if anyone, the wife says something, we must say 10 things. We can't know Khanjar at the sleep. This Khanjar at the sleep, everywhere, wherever there is an argument, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, two people are arguing. And the one person knows he's on the right. But just to avoid, this is not my word. My work is to فَصَبِّرْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُنْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. That is my work, to make Allah's ibadah. My work is not to argue and fight with people and make court cases and go to every second person and prove my point and I'm right in that. So you just say, yeah, okay, you're right. 500,000 take, you take, I give you 600,000. But let's sort this thing out for once and for all. It's out of my head. خَنْجَرْ اِتَسْلِينَ. A person who does that, Allah builds a palace for him in the heights of Jannah. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was in a majlis with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are we talking about? Abu Bakr radiallahu. One person came in. What terrible things you are saying about Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is smiling. Hazrat Abu Bakr, Allahu Akbar, his best friend, Siddiq, and what and all, of course, totally false things, not one bit of truth in there. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala defended himself and said one word, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stood up and walked away. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala said, oh Allah, Rasul, when this person was so terribly speaking about me, then you were smiling. When I defend myself, I say one word, you get. He said, oh Abu Bakr, as long as you were keeping quiet, then Allah had appointed a farishta, an angel, to defend you. And he was defending you. When you started defending yourself, then the farishta departed.
Allah.
And Allah was unhappy. And Allah's Nabi cannot sit in a gathering with which gathering Allah is unhappy.
Ah.
I can't sit in that gathering. So this, the khanjar at the sleeve. Of course, Islam didn't mean that somebody slaps you on the one side, you give your other side also. You got your rights, but this is a high stage. Taslim, rada, rada or taslim. So this khanjar at taslim, and more than this, your desires of guna.
Mm.
When you want to, I can do, I got money, I got time, I got place, I can do what I want to. I can put this person away for forever. I can do this with this woman, but khanjar, I'm useless. I can't do anything. And I'm just useless. Say, hey, those two, what do you get by that? Go rahi hai, ghaib se, sab jaan ata. Ghaib, Allah is giving me hundreds of lives. Because you sacrifice for that, Allah is giving you what life? Forever in this world also, what izzat, what honor. Today, the name of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a Muslim can't help but say radiallahu anhu. And those people who attacked him and killed him, where? Nobody knows about them also. So this is when a person, this khanjar at the sleeve, what a beautiful, mashallah, Qari Yaqub explained it also so beautiful. People who only look at outward things, what do they know about this reality? Only the outward things. Jaan-e hasrat ko hai, jo ishrat ata. People who only know outward things, what do they know? Jaan-e hasrat ko hai, that soul that is in sorrow, that has sacrificed for Allah Ta'ala, what ishrat is enjoying inside, what do they know? They see this person, he also could become a millionaire. How many ulama, mashallah, but they spend their lives earning just that little bit what they get. And they make the children also alims. They knew we eating dal roti all night. My children also eat dal roti, doesn't matter. That's small. They could make their children also doctors, lawyers, go and earn, become rich, live it up in this world. No, they all prefer to be just for this. But what they are getting inside, that is why they still carrying on in the same way. A person getting up for fajr, getting up for tahajjud, making his namazes, safeguarding his eyes, wearing kurta with slits, all are laughing at you, wear long kurtas. You look smart in that, how you look in this kurta here? Wearing khanka topi, people are laughing, wear some other topi. But you wearing this khanka topi, etc. But he, his whole life, he just carries on. What he's getting inside, that is what is spurring him on to do all this. He's getting something from inside, an enjoyment which Allah has given. And the more you make, jitni jitni tumhari purbani, jitni rabki mihirmani, give to him. Then it's enjoyment, how that qurbani you make, how that you sacrifice, and then Allah gives you in your heart what enjoyment Allah gives that person. Ishrat to dosto ko bhi mile, this outward enjoyment, ishrat ko dushmano ko bhi mile. The outward enjoyment Allah gave to the enemies, what happened to kuffar, what kind of houses they got, how they traveling, how they living, their lifestyle, etc. So that is nothing something. That Allah has given to the enemies also. What didn't Fir'aun, Haman, Qarun, what didn't they have? All these people, Allah has given it to them. Aashiko ko apna gham bakhsha. And what is exclusive for the lovers of Allah? That sorrow, that you didn't commit your guna and you didn't fulfill that desire of yours. That Allah gave you exclusive. And what is exclusive. Mm. Everyone goes to what is not what is common, what is given even to animals, what is given to kafirs, non-believers also. But what has been given to the friends of Allah, that special thing is that desire of guna and you didn't commit the guna. Sari dunya ki maze fani mile. They got all the enjoyment of this dunya, but temporary, a bubble on the water. That is all a shadow. That is all what they got. All this enjoyment of dunya is one bubble, is one little one bubble or one shadow. Her pani mujhko tera gham mila. And what never comes to an end, which is eternal and perpetual, it is your love that has known that you blessed me with. What you gave me, that is when a person, whatever difficulties come, temptations come, you don't fulfill them. That is sadhana, eternal death enjoyment. النظر صحم من سهام إبليس. This eye is an arrow of the poisonous arrows of Shaitan. من تركه مخافتي. A person who gives it up in the fear of Allah. أبدلته إيمانا يجد حلاوته في قلبي. Allah, I will give him that iman, the sweetness of which you will find in his heart. And the sweetness in the heart will be ever. In other words, this is a guarantee mort on iman also. So this is that khanjar e tasneem. Who doesn't like to look? Allah made it, sir. And you're looking at that woman, as she comes to you, oh, old lady. How terrible she's looking. You're making sorrow on yourself. What I was looking here? But you fool yourself. And if she's a young lady, she's also going to get old. Look at Allah. Allah is never going to get old. Allah will never become ill. Allah will never have weakness. And she, you go near, she might sway you also. Allah, you go near Allah, Allah won't sway you. He'll bring you closer to Him. So where are you wasting your time? Look at Allah Ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar.
Khabar ki janib hai jin ki manzil hai. Those people whose footsteps are going to the qabar, they are preparing for akhirah. Those people who are Allah wala, these are the real Allah. Not those who are worried making more investments, more money, more dunya, but those who are preparing for akhirat all the time. Their namaz is on time, their zikr on time, that is more important. Not that they push namaz one side, last minute, just like a rooster, a fowl, pecking in the ground, up down, sijda, just quickly made it. Or even sometimes qaza also, you let your namazes become. Sometimes namazes are completely gone also. Dunya all the time, no, not that. But those who are going to akhirat, making their namazes on time, preparing, all that. Mustanat unku, to apna bana, make them the people who you trust and follow. Those people whose direction is towards akhirat. Don't make those people your leaders whose direction is to dunya. Today, very sadly, parents also, my son, my daughter must become like so and so, he became successful in dunya. So you're putting them on the line of dunya. Put them on the line of those who are going to akhirat. That is what is mustana. That is the right path to follow. The path, see those people who are going to akhirat, become like them. Dushmano ko aishe aabo gil diya. Allah Ta'ala gave the enemies the aish, the enjoyment of water and sand. So you think for yourself, those who mud, who are building little, children make little small bridges and roads and houses, what their mud they making. So that is what Allah gave to the enemies. And for his friends, he granted them, and these are the awliya. Not that person who looks like a Sufi, but that the person in his heart who has got dard-e-dil, who has got the love of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah gave that to them. So his friends, he gave them his love. And the enemies, he gave them dunya, all the things of this dunya. Unko sahil par bhi tughyani mili. On the shore also this people, parishan. Not our findings or statistics, World Health Organization, the highest rate of suicides are in first world countries, industrialized, what we call the advanced countries, the highest rate of suicides are in them. So in spite of having all this, unko sahil par bhi tughyani, all that they got depression, and they got such top doctors for depression. And what you call third world countries, no disease, na maris raha. There's no, what you call it, disease there, no depression. So they don't need hospitals for depression. These people think we are advanced, we treat patients of depression. They all depressed all the people. They suicides, made hospitals. You go to third world countries, you hardly find a made hospital. These people are all made all the time, and this is where they are landing. So unko sahib par bhi tughyani mili, mujhko tufano mein bhi sahib. And if you are true Allah wala and you got Allah's support, then even in difficulties and hardships, you got Allah's support. And if you got Allah's support, what more you want? May Allah Ta'ala grant us this reality. As Qari Sahib explained, that Hazrat said, a person can understand this when he's at the position of Hazrat. Mir Sahab once said that when people explain or say about this, then Mir Sahab warns that don't think we are like that. We are just explaining the words of Hazrat Wala. Where Hazrat Wala is, we cannot even imagine. Wali Ahmed Kutan ki suna.
Salatullah, salamullah, ala ta'ana Rasulillah. Salatullah, salamullah, ala Yasin Habibillah. Salatullah, salamullah, ala ta'ana Rasulillah. صلاة الله سلام الله على ياسين حبيب الله اللهم صل على المصطفى اللهم صل على المجتبى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل عون من الأهوال دعا إلى الله فالمستمسكون به مستمسكون بحبل غير منفصل فمبلغ العلم فيه أنه بشر وأنه خير خلق الله كلهم ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان بالكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم والآل والصحب ثم التابعين لهم أهل التقى والنقى والحلم والكرم فاغفر لناشدها واغفر لقائلها سألت الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم، روح الفدا لقبر أنت سائله، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم، يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية، فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. صدق الله العظيم. On Yom Jum'ah, Yom Suf night, Friday night in Homestead Park, we spoke about the first stage of the roof of the nafs. وَمَا أُبَرِّيُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةُ بِالسُّوءِ. And we explained briefly there that a human being is made of two major components: his body, the nafs, and his ruh, the soul. And whoever bosses, that person goes in that way. If your ruh is the boss, you go towards deen. If your nafs is the boss, you go towards dunya. Nafs is made of dunya's things, water and sand, and it wants the aish and richalat of dunya. And ruh came from Allah Ta'ala, Malay Allah. And the ruh wants to go that way. And this battle carries on. And this mujahada, this islah that we have to make, the khanka effort is to make the ruh the boss. And the minute the ruh becomes the boss, then it's easy. Then all these dunya things, some temptations will come, some hardships, difficulties will come, but you pass through them all very easily if the ruh is the boss. But if the nafs is the boss, then you have got great, great problems. So first we have to understand that nafs is ammara bisu. That's a general condition of nufus, of the nafs, which generally, that it commands, not only commands, but greatly, ammara superlative, mubalagha. Look, it commands you to do evil, bisu, all the time, illa ma rahima rabbi. But that ruh, which you made effort and became the rahmat of Allah. And in order to get that rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, you have to be, this is zamaniya, in that time, like in the month of Ramadan, the Hajjul time, those times, use those times to get Allah's rahmat. Then your ruh will come over. It's makaniya, places, like the Haram of Makkah, Haram of Medina, all Mubarak places. And it is masdariya, that is in those amal in which Allah's rahmat comes down. You get temptation of guna, start tasbih. Don't look there, take off your tasbih, subhanallah, subhanallah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allah's rahmat is coming down. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu, tawbah, tawbah, astaghfirullah, Allah's rahmat is coming down. So, illa ma rahima rabbi, inna rabbi ghafoorun rahim. And if temptations will come, Allah made us, He knows. But He declared, I'm not only the forgiver, I'm ghafoor. Which is also the superlative, the mubalagha. Maulana Anzar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayhi ustad, was sitting here in the same place. And he explained to us that if a person commits guna, and he's a zalim now, the Quran converts a person who commits guna, Allah, the Quran calls him zalim. So if you are zalim, no big problem, and no big deal. You just make tawbah, you'll find Allah is ghafir. And you are zalim, Allah is ghafir. And a person who commits a lot of guna, he is zalim. Too much guna. So if you commit a lot of guna, also no real big deal. If you have committed a lot of big guna, just make sincere tawbah. Change your direction, reverse and go in the right direction. you will find Allah Ta'ala is Ghaffar. You as Ghannam, Allah is Ghaffar. And a person who commits over the limit guna, more than 54 hours a day, every moment is in guna, he is Zaloom. Over the limit. So if you are Zaloom, Allah is Ghaffur. So Allahu Akbar, what have you got to worry? Allah is such a great forgiver that Allah is Ghaffur. And Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala is not only Ghaffur, but Allah is Ghaffurur Rahim. After Maghfirah, Allah shows His mercy. Which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, if a person has committed a capital crime, treason, he went against the government. That is the worst crime the government can think, that you, the person went against us. But after all the tribe, he was given death sentence, torture for so many years, after that death sentence, whatever. And he appeals to state president, prime minister, clemency, please show mercy on me, I made a mistake, I promised. All these long stories, everything, president takes, makes him an exception. Okay, we forgive you. That's all they will do. They won't say, now that we have forgiven you, we're going to give you 10 filling stations. And we'll give you 20 farms also. And 30 blocks of flats also. And we'll give you this and this also, that you can forget. But Allah, when Allah forgives, Allah is Rahim. He will convert all your sins into salah. What more you want? And our sins are always more. We might think I'm very pious, but in fact, our sins are more than our our namazes are filled with guna. That's why at the end we have to read Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi. When we finish our roza, then we have to beg the mercy of Allah. When you make your hajj complete, you have to ask Allah's forgiveness. Our ibadat is filled with guna. Allah will convert all that. When Allah forgives, Allah will. And one time our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, he was in the khidmat of his Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri. He was washing Hazrat's clothes outside behind in the masjid. And Maulana Abdul Ghani Rahmatullah Ali, and this is what Allah wala. Maulana old man, Maulana Abdul Ghani Phul, came running to Hazrat. He said, Hakim sahab, Allah Ta'ala has just ilm-e-azim. Allah has just blessed me with now some new knowledge. Why does Allah love to forgive so much? Because He is Ghafurul Wadud. Because He loves His creation so much. Who you love, you forgive very easily. With little bit of excuse that you forgive the person. He loves His creation, that's why Allah forgives so much. And what a beautiful example Hazrat gave, that if in the jungle the lion was running and the rabbit was sleeping, and the lion by mistake put its paw on the rabbit, and the rabbit woke up, what happened here? And he saw the lion, and he told the lion, today I forgive you. Today I won't take you to task. You are my sweet sleep, deep sleep, and you put your paw on me. What's the value of that forgiveness? What can the rabbit do to the lion? But the lion was sleeping, and the rabbit was running, and he put his leg on the lion, and the lion woke up. He said, Mr. Rabbit, like that you just want samosa for my breakfast. So today I forgive you, I let you. How much mercy made for that? Al-Azim. How great is not Allah. Muntafiq. If Allah has to take us to task, what is? But in spite of that, Allah is Ghafurul Wadud. Allah is Ghafurul Rahim. And most of the places, Allah used the word Ghafur. Ghafir and Ghaffar. Maybe came once in the Quran or twice in the Quran. Hardly, very little it has come. But Ghafur, everywhere Allah used the word Ghafur. And not only Ghafur, but Allah always joined it with Ghafurul Rahim, Ghafurul Wadud. So a person, when he realizes my nafs was so terrible, and this nafs, bharosa na karna, is nafs ammara ka e zahir. Don't ever trust this nafs of yours. Ye parishta bhi ho jaye, to usse bad guma. Even if he comes down like a farishta, don't think today that I'm a big farishta and look down upon other people. I make him five times namaz. Last week, what was my condition? Last year, what was my condition? When I was in high school, what was I like? When I was in college, what? Don't look down upon other people. So even if your nafs be, now you become like a farishta, but this nafs is very, very dangerous. Nafska ashtaha abhi mara nahi. The ashtaha, the snake, ashtaha, pig snake, python. Pig snake that eats a whole buck, that swallows a whole human being. Such a snake, the nafs ashtaha, which is such a big snake,
ابھی مرا نہیں. اور شیخ رحمت اللہ علی نریٹڈ ٹو اس فرام مسنوی شریف اور مولانا روم رحمت اللہ علی that a person went out in the jungles, cold areas, Siberia, wherever, snow, and in winter, the snakes and that, they like dead, they just sleep, no movement. So he caught one and he said, I will tell the people, I killed the snake, look into the brave man I am. And he brought it to the city, and now he's sure that I went there, I found the snake, I killed it with my bare hands, I killed the snake, and a big snake. But as the snake started getting heat, so movement came in it. The little movement, he was the first to run. So this is how nafs is. If you train it also, you stayed in the khanqah, you went in jama'at, everything, and you think I'm perfect, the slightest thing, little bit, nafs must get again, little bit of its, what it likes, like a drug addict, how poor people, they go rehab, they go so much, they make up of so much money, but the minute they just see a person, they make up immediately. This is also a drug. And I know where to get my drugs from him. And there they slip. Nafs is like that. So don't trust this nafs. Deekh ye nafs ka nafs ka ashtaha abhi mara. Kaafir usse idhar hua. This said you just became a little bit unmindful of the nafs. Usne udhar kasa. It bites you immediately the other side. It bites you. You think that now I gave up all my gunas. I'm a pious person. Where nafs hits you? Pride. Holier than thou, attitude. Now you are happy that me, I don't commit this guna. Look at these friends of mine. Where are they going? Holidays now. Where are they going to? I'm going ijtima. I'm going safar. I'm going, yeah, these people, look at them one day. How are they wasting their time? You just said you got saved. Nafs hit you the other side. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi, very, very thirsty. And then a glass, golden glass came from the air that, oh my friend, you are thirsty, yes, water for you. So how shaitan hits you? He said that in golden glass, ummat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, haram to use golden utensils. So he says that I can't use you, you're haram. How nafs hit him, shaitan hit him again. That what you call it, your knowledge saved you. He says, not my knowledge, Allah saved
Allah.
So we don't know where, we thinking we are pious, and we saved ourselves here and there, how nafs really hit us. So, husn-e zahir par agar tu jayega, if you go for outward beauty, all what our form was about, if you go for this, pani dunya se tu dhoka khayega, this temporary world, ye munakash saam the, this jayega. This dunya, the temptations of this dunya, whether it's money, whether it's homes, whether it's travel, whether it's woman, all this is just a decorated, designed snake. Snakes look very beautiful, the dots they got on them, the stripes, the designs, they look very beautiful. Ye munakash saam pe das jayega, it will bite you. Rehna ghafil, yaad rakh pachtayega. Don't be unmindful. Remember this nasiha, this important advice, otherwise it will kill you. So this nafs-e ammara is there. So if you make effort on nafs-e ammara, we don't even take it as an enemy. To save ourselves from this enemy, then how are we going to get? But if you make effort, and one little point, this is a ayat of the 13th supara. If you make effort, then you at later stage, after so to say, okay, whatever calculations you have to make, after 13 suparas you will realize I got nafs-e ammara. Today we're not even thinking about, we're not even studying 13 supara to realize that I got nafs-e ammara. And when you realize and you start working on your nafs-e ammara to overpower, to make your ruh more powerful, you have to work another 15 suparas. Now work your calculation when you work now and you come to 28 supara, then your nafs will become nafs-e lawwama. Not still, you're still not there, you are still far, but now you have become nafs-e lawwama. Now you will realize my default is in me. You will make malamat of yourself. I am the cause of this. Whatever, the arguments in the house, I check with other women. I look at other women. That is why I got problems in my house. My financial problems, my zakat I'm not giving. I don't give any charity, I don't give any zakat, I don't give any sadaqah. Even you're a poor person, but give something. So always give a little bit, and then all these things will sort you out. Now your nafs will, you will start taunting yourself, and you will torment yourself, I'm the problem. Now when you have reached this stage of further acknowledgement and admission of guilt, And now you will ask of mercy of Allah Ta'ala, you are almost there now. Only one more supara. And you have 29 supara, and your nafs will become nafs-e mutmainna. So now your nafs will become mutmainna. And mutmainna, now you'll have general, not total, control over nafs. Now so easily you'll overcome temptations, etc. But still temptations will come. Still some problems will come in your life. But now easily you'll be able to handle them. At one time you hardly knew how to handle problems, how to analyze problems, how to diagnose problems. You didn't know. You hardly ever thought of solutions. Now solutions have come. Now you came to nafs-e mutmainna after lawwama in 28 supara. Now you came to nafs-e mutmainna in 29 supara. You did your work. And you went through this process. Now finally you will come to nafs-e radiya and marriya, 5 stages of the world. And this last two, they are honorary degrees. That universities give honorary degrees. You made your effort, whatever, in whichever field. You did your BA, your honors, your masters, your doctorate, you did everything you did. Now they give you some honorary degrees. You did this effort, Allah gives you the greatest honorary degree. At the time of maut, you made your nafs in such a way, and maut comes any time. Don't work this at 29 years old and 28 years. Somebody pass away at 15 and 16 and 18 and 20 in the midst of their youth and in the midst of their fever and sin they die. Committing sin they die, motor car accidents, overdose of drugs, etc. These things are happening all the time. So don't wait for all this time. Immediately make your 13 years complete, your 13 supara. And then work towards your 28 supara, and reach into the 29. And now you are already at the end. And then at that time, when the person who went through this process, Allah will say at the time of maut, or the farishtas will say on the behalf of Allah, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, nafs that has become mutmain. And this is such a great blessing. How many people write that we are just a farishan all the time. We don't know woman life. We have got money, we have got houses, I've got children, but I don't know why I'm just restless all the time. I have to be in the shopping malls all the time. I have to be driving all the time. Just can't sit at home. Very, very sad is the condition of that person. It comes in the hadith. Allahumma barik li fi rizqi wa wassi'li fi dari. Make my house spacious for me. A person who can't stay at home, Allahu Akbar. One woman just wrote now, her husband on WhatsApp all the time. They go to bed and he leaves the light on and WhatsApp all the time. He tells her please, and then some music playing, some all this disturbing her. He just turned down the volume. No, he wouldn't do that also. And she went and sleep in the next room. He hardly knows she went. And so much is engrossed in this. What is this time? So in your own house, if you don't have peace of mind, you don't have contentment of heart, your wife, your spouse, your partner, let us kunu ilayha. Allah made us so that you find sukoon. And the house also Allah has referred to in the Quran, that you find sukoon in your house. But today people don't find sukoon. The wife looks the ugliest woman. She's not ugly, she's beautiful. But you are looking at other women. Allah has destroyed your eyesight. Not that you can't see, but you are seeing wrong. One person is blind, I can't see, help me, guide me. One person who is seeing the red light is green, color lines. How dangerous is it green? When the traffic light is showing red and he's going at a speed, it's green. And he's going at a speed, he's going to kill himself, going to kill other people. When the eyes become color blind, that you can't become beautiful blind. You can't see the beauty of your wife. And you see the ugliness of other women as beautiful. How the eyesight has changed. And this is all common. So this is now that the people don't find sukoon, solace with their partners. In the house you don't find. Otherwise the house is meant that you look forward to going to your home. And the real home of a mu'min is akhirat. That is what must be decided. When will I reach my Jannah? Then no more. And the first thing of a Jannah will say, Allahu Akbar, what a heaven. Alhamdulillah, illadhi adhaba anni al-hazan. Allah has taken worry away. Otherwise, everyone, you haven't got children, worry, I'm not getting children. You get a child, why? Now the health of the child, the education of the child. I don't know today, when I'll be living 20 years, what will happen to my child? Conditions are so bad today, whether they stay on Iman or anything. The child grows up, you worry, mustn't get involved with some drug addict, mustn't get involved in an illicit affair, worry. The child has come now to marriageable age, worry. Getting the child married, now boy, girl. Getting the child married, happiness also, but worry also. All the preparations and especially our wrong weddings that we do. How lot of, and we have to please everyone. And when you have to please everyone, you can please no one.
Ah.
If you have to please one Allah, Allah will make it, you will please everyone. But we want to please everyone. Now the child is married, now you are happy also, but now worried also. Today every second marriage divorce. Hey, now you are worried about that also, and if it's 1, 2, 3 children, you are even more worried. And then you are worried when a child is born also, mustn't be a handicapped, mustn't be retarded, mustn't be an abnormal child. All the time worried. Whatever you do, you're opening a big business, you're investing, you're borrowing money. You are happy also, and you are putting out new cars. Everyone sees a new picture of this person. But you got worried whether the business is going to run, it's going to flood. And how many businesses flop, how many carry on, all the time, your job you got, all the time, you go on, you're going for a picnic, you're going for a holiday, so happy you are, that you got worry, and the youngsters don't worry, the old people all the time, that we must go safe, must come back safe, on the way you pick up traffic fines also, on the way infringe, other infringements, you make up, let's say, for the accident, how many people never return after the holiday? So dunya is full, you can think of it more in detail, it is full of what hosa, what worry all the time. And the first thing the people when they enter Jannah, no more any worry. And this worry kills a man. All the time you worry, you die in this world. But when you go to Jannah, no worry whatsoever. You reach 40, I mustn't become diabetic. I mustn't become paralyzed. I mustn't get a stroke, accident, I become paralyzed. You are worried all the time. And Jannah, no worry. So this is what itminan will then rule that, that has got no worry. So this is what Allah will grant in Jannah. Ya ayatuhan nafsul mutma'inna. Irji'i ila rabbiki, and to return to your Rabb, the one who created you, the one who nourished you, sustained you, and really this is that enjoyment for the person who found Allah. Even though I'm returning to Allah, if you are returned, you are going, some very wealthy person, very generous person, with great good akhlaq and everything, and somebody says, I'm taking you to meet him, you'll be so happy, got the opportunity of meeting this person who is so generous. And he gives anyone who asks, he just gives them. And he gives it with a smile also. And he hugs you also. And he blesses you also. Now you are, when the day you're going to go to him, how, what happens? And Allah. Who gave us our lives, who gave us our eyes, who gave us our brains, who gave us our beautiful children. What merit is there which Allah? There are so few people who think of Allah's merit. And those few also, they can never reach the namaz which are beyond
Allah.
And behind every namaz, how many other namaz? These glasses we wear in spectacles, also a namaz of Allah, you can see. But behind the glasses, the people who make this glass, who make the frames, who make the small screws, who make the machines to test you, and behind that machines, Allah, but what factories and what was not going on? How many namaz of Allah where your mind can never reach? And today you're going back to that Allah. What enjoyment. That person who found Allah, and he knows I'm going back. Maut al-maut jasrun yusalul habib ila al-habib. Al-maut tuhfatul mu'min. The maut is a gift for a believer. You could to return to Allah. A person who is a mu'min in the true essence of the word, he is not afraid of maut. He said, Aja, kab se teri intizar rahi. I'm waiting for you all that day. Now I'm going to meet my beloved. And this is also an asset as the Quran Sharif puts to the Jews, that if you really love Allah, then desire Allah. And today we as Muslims, we try our best to put off maut. Everywhere we have to put off maut. So maut is that, so at this time, ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki. And now that you have completed your mission, your work, a person feels greatly relieved. When he has done all his work, you had a lot of work at home, paperwork, housework, you completed it all, and now your wife brings your food. Your day is how you relieve. Now when you return, you did your work. So this is Allah sent us for this dunya, not to levita, not to engage in guna and sin, but to work Allah. Dunya mehnat ki jada. Yeah, it's a place to work. Qabar sone ki jada. The qabar is the place where we go and sleep. Jannat maze urane ki jada. And maza urana is proverbial in Urdu. Unlimited enjoyment. Jannat is unlimited, unsanctioned, unconditional enjoyment. Where you go, you have to pay an entrance fee for something. There were conditions on the ticket also. You're not allowed to litter, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. Unconditional enjoyment in Jannah. And now you are returning to Allah, irji'i ila rabbiki, and in such a way, radiya, that you are pleased with Allah. You are pleasing Allah Ta'ala, and Allah is happy with you. Allah is happy to have you. Mardiya, and you are also happy. Allah is happy. You are also happy. What a great enjoyment. You are happy. Allah is happy. What can the world say? What can you do? You don't have to worry whatsoever. You're just going to your enjoyment forever and ever. And then Allah Ta'ala says further, daily stages all the time. First Allah said, فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِ. Enter in my ibad. And ibadi, my, that means very special servant, those who guided you to you. From here we learn, make qadr of those who have guided you. Your parents, your ustads, your mashayikh, who guided us, even there Allah will say, we'll make their shukriya. Here we don't make shukriya. There Allah will say, first go to them, فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي, who are the means of you entering this jannah and getting my pleasure and returning to me in such a way that you are raziya, mardiya. Going first, meet them and make their shukriya. And then, وَدْخُلِي جَنَّةِ, and now enter my jannah. Not some jannah that I've hired or I've asked some people to make. Jannat which I made myself, enter into that jannat. So this is the journey of the ruh, the journey of the nafs. It goes through all this period. First is ammara bisu, then is nafs-e lawwama, then is nafs-e mutma'inna, then is nafs-e radiya, and nafs-e maradiya. May Allah grant us all to us for the dunya mihnat ki jaga hai. Make this effort to control the nafs, don't give the nafs the upper hand. You have the upper hand over your nafs, control your nafs. For that Allah Ta'ala, this is what Khanqa work is all about. Many people ask, they get confused. This is all what Khanqa work is about. To get our journey, we get our GPS, and we type in our destination properly. And this is, it will take us on this road. And we follow this road here. Maybe some places, detours will also come. But go carefully on the detours. You'll come back on the main road again. Temptations will come. Difficulties, ups and downs of life will come. The detours will also come. But you follow your direction, and this GPS won't take you to a wrong place. Won't take you to a cliff where next you will go, your car is going to fall down. Or it brings you to a dead end. You can't turn right, left, and it tells you to turn right. It's not that time. This is Allah's GPS. Which will take you direct to Jannah. In this world, your road will be of Jannah, but Allah. And with Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with the Sahaba ikram, with the awliya izam. What a journey it is. Where are you looking at the filthy woman of the street? Where are you looking at the bottles of this dunya? And getting full with the bottle? This is that road. A Muslim Rasta. A Rasta of Ashikur ka Rasta. A Muslim Rasta. May Allah give us topic to follow in this way and go in that direction. Muhammad, you got it ready? Come on, what you need to
convey to all. You see, people are addicted to so many different things. A drug addict cannot do with his pills. A porn addict cannot do without his porn. And music and wine and woman addicts need to fulfill their guilty desires as well. I am also an addict. My addiction is totally halal. the servant of humans is addicted to the greatest body of the era. None other than my Kami Murshid, Hazrat Maulana Shah and Abdul Hamid Sahib. If only the addicts of haram connect with my Murshid, then all harams will be used as fuel in the love of Allah. The addicts of this dunya, the shaitan, by fulfilling their addiction and sink deeper into haram, leading to the worst of sins, while those addicted to Allah walas in their blessed company rise day by day in the love of Allah Azza wa Jal until they reach Allah. Spiritual outages are experienced when vowed to avoid Hazrat's company, and just one bayan of Hazrat's is enough to bring this dead soul to life again. Now I understand the statement of Hakim al-Ummah rahmatullahi, a little while in the company of a wali of Allah is better than 1,000 years of nafil ibadah. So I was feeling spiritually low, and Hazrat's company and bayan lifted me once more. No drug addict could have lifted me like this, like Hazrat did. Then why? No drug could have lifted me like how Hazrat did. Then why should I not be addicted to my Hazrat? May Allah Ta'ala grant me many, many years of benefit in Hazrat's company, and may Allah allow me to drink from this ocean of marifat.
Many brothers come, Maulana Zakariya. Whatever you remember, say whatever you want. MashaAllah, many brothers write their appreciation, and this is, we get happy, it's their inner condition. And praise is nothing. By the praises you don't become anything. But this shows the inner condition, and this makes us happy, that our effort is yielded.
As I was born in Urdu is not my language, and then also I don't really record my heart. But the gist of it is that one stanza is, Kya hai Ghazali? Or, I really don't remember. I wrote down the rough copy of one. But like, who is Ghazali and Ahmed Rifai? And he's got a maqam higher than Tabrizi and Mori Yarumi. This is the necessary aqeedah that every Murshid, every Mustarshid, every Muni needs to have in order to benefit from the Hazrat. And I mentioned also that I made a dua that Allah must give him a long life. InshaAllah, the next one is really about to come. I'll sing it as well. It's on the same tune as that. Nazam of Medina, Azadam, Muhammad ka kumbar, qarib al aayat. The same tune as that, inshaAllah.
MashaAllah. May Allah accept us. And the important thing is, life is short. We don't know when it's going to get finished. And the real life is after. That is what we have to prepare. Don't be tempted and fooled by these dunya's things. We make mistakes, make tawbah, istighfar, and acknowledge our weakness, and keep contact. That is important. That we come regularly, a person who keeps regular contact, that person benefits. And that person who wants his health goes to doctor always. That person who says, I'd rather suffer, it's alright. Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali explained, two brothers were suffering from skin disease, itching, scratching all the time. So whole night scratching their body. One decided, I'm going for treatment to doctor, Hakim Sahib. Hakim Sahib gave him some purifier of the blood, to clean the blood. And he gave him laxative. And when he came home, so the other brother was sleeping and scratching. This brother, every 5-10 minutes, running to the toilet. And in those days, you take the water with you to the toilet. Water is not found in the toilet. And so in the morning, this brother told, what happened? Every 10, 20 minutes, you're running toilet, and you were restless all the time. I was enjoying scratching, and scratching is enjoyable. And a person enjoys it. So he says, I went to Hakim, how much he charged you so much money, and he put you to so much inconvenience all night, but he got better. And this other one died in his sins. So don't die in our filth and dirt. Get better. Get spiritually better. Don't die in the love of this dunya, love of woman, love of all these things. Mistakes we all have. We are human. But make tawbah, istighfar, and correct ourselves. Allah give us no.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي خلق الانسان من طين وجعل من الماء وما كنا لنهتدي الا هدانا الله
اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله وفعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا فرحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك اللهم يا فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولينا في الدنيا والآخرة توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل اخرتنا خيرا من الاولى اللهم افتح خفال قلوبنا بذكرك واتمم علينا بنعمتك واسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم افتح مسامع قلوبنا لذكرك وارزقنا طاعتك وطاعه رسولك وعملا بكتابك اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولاخواننا ولاخواتنا ولمشايخنا ولاساتذتنا ولاحبابنا ولاصدقائنا ولقبائلنا ولعشائرنا ولازواجنا ولاولادنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن اوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامى ولا مفتونين ربنا تقبل منا انك الاحسن والعليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم امين يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين.